Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. Allow me to apologize in advance that there is no video for today. It's only going to be an audio share. We are holding in Chelek Gimel, and we'll be learning today, Mir Hashem, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Our learning today should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael Hanesudim Artzara Vashivya Ha'im Dembein Bayamu Bein Bayabasha Hamakayim Yerachem Aleihem V'yitzeim Yitzara L'Rvacha Me'afelu La'oiro Mishibud L'Geula Hashto Bagolo V'zman Kariv V'nemar Amen. Our learning should be a schus Refu Shalema for Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel David Ben Zion Yitzchak Ben Zion Ben Yitzchak Ben Zion Ben Dusha it's funny. I say these names all the time on a constant basis, and right now when I don't have a list, the names are slipping my mind. But whatever it is, the Rabbi Hashem knows who they are. They should have Rafu Shalema Besar Shar Choli Yisrael. Our learning should also be a schus for Yonis ben Michal and Yoel ben Michal. The Rabbi Hashem should watch over them together with all of our brothers and sisters that find themselves in harm's way. Bechol Makim Shehem. So, we are continuing to learn Hilchos Shabbos. We pick up today on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, two lines off the bottom, Simen Shin Zayin Sif Yud Beis. Very fascinating shir today, very interesting halachas that have a lot of halacha lamaisa ramifications very, very often. It's one of these pages in Mishnah Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, that it's a deceptively complex page. We'll try to do what we do and bring it down to kind of a simple way. And here we go. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Beis, two lines off the bottom, Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Zimein Orchim, if you invited guests, Veheichin Lahem Mine Megodim, and you prepared delicacies for the guests, Vekasav Biksav, and you wrote down a list, Kama Zimein, how many people you invited, the kama migodim heichad lohem, and how many of these delicacies you prepared for them. So here's a very, very simple case of this. You're making a large Shabbos Suda or a large Yom Tov Suda. You invited lots of guests and you made a beautiful appetizer. You made some, schnitzel pastrami egg rolls. Okay, you have to know how many people did you invite and how many of these egg rolls did you prepare to make sure that you have one per person and some extras to put on a serving platter in the middle of the table. So you made a list. How many people did I invite and how many schnitzel pastrami egg rolls did I make? Okay, says the Mechaber, Aser likroisai b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this list on Shabbos. Now let's break over here for a second, and let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is cut Mem Zayin near the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "Bagemara isa shnei ta'amim." The Gemara on Kuf Bem Tes Amud Aleph and Masechta Shabbos gives us two reasons for this iser. This iser is brought down in the Gemara, and the Gemara gives us two reasons. Echad, one reason is, Sheme yimchaik min ha'archim u'min ha'megadim. We're afraid that if you read such a list, you might come to erase. Now, erasing is a malacha on Shabbos. We're afraid if you read the list, you might come to erase. Why would you come to erase? Explains the Chavetz Chaim, Dainu, Shele pa'amim, sometimes, Raya shelo yehechid lehem kol tzarcham. Sometimes what happens is you take a look at the lists and you realize, you know, I blew it. I was going to invite more people than the amount of egg rolls that I made. And then you have charata, you regret how many people you are planning to invite. So what do? You didn't invite these people yet. You see, it's not talking about when you invited 30 guests. No. You made a list of the people that you want to invite. And maybe the husband is going to invite them when he goes to shul. Or maybe there's a shamish who's doing the inviting, like we're going to see later. But whatever the case is, you planned on inviting 30 people. And then when you look in the refrigerator, lo and behold, you only have 25 egg rolls. So now you don't want to have 30 guests. So, now you regret that you invited too many guests. So now what's going to happen? You might come to erase names off the list, so that the shamish, or the husband, or the wife, or whoever it is, won't invite those people. So that's a reason why you can't read a list of the people that you were planning to invite, because you might decide to erase some of those people because you realize you were going to invite too many people. V'chein b'minei megadim. So too, if you make a list of the delicacies that you prepared, gam kein misnachem lipa'amim lamatam. Sometimes what happens is you look and you say, I was going to serve 30 of the pastrami egg rolls. So I was going to have my daughter or whoever it is, I was going to have them plate 30 egg rolls. And now I decided to cut it down. I only need 27. So now you might cross it off the list. You might erase and you might change the number. So this is one reason that the Gemara brings down. You know why you can't read these lists? It's a gzeira shema yimachik. It's a gzeira midrabanan that you might come to erase on Shabbos. So that's reason number one. Continues the Bechaber. Va'oid tam. And then the Gemara brings another reason why this is aser. Shema yavai likrois gam bishtarei hedyotis. You might come to read shtarei hedyotis. Now, what are shtarei hedyotis? Shtarei hedyotis is going to be a main topic of today's shir. The words shtarei hedyotis literally mean common documents. Now, if you take a look at Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, it's on daf kuf mem tes. Rashi says, "What are shtarei hedyotis?" B'shtarei hedyotis shel mekach u'memkar. Shtarei hedyotis, says Rashi, are business documents. And you're not allowed to read business documents on Shabbos. Now, interestingly enough, we're going to see later in today's shir that the iser of reading shtarei hedyotis, there's a question why it's usher to read shtarei hedyotis. One reason given that you're not allowed to read shtarei hedyotis is a reason that we're all very familiar with at this point, which is the iser of mimtzoi cheftzecha v'daber davar. Reading shtarei hedyotis, reading business documents, especially if you're going to read them out loud so that you're going to verbalize what it is that you're reading, that would be a violation of the iser d'rabbanan of daber davar. You're speaking something that is not Shabbos appropriate. You're speaking weekday business information. That would be daber davar. So that's going to be one reason why the reading of shtarei hedyotis is aser. Then there's another reason why shtarei hedyotis is aser, which is again, gzeira shema yimachik. When you read documents, there's always going to be the concern you might see some information that's inaccurate, or you might see some information that you want to change, and therefore you might go ahead and you might erase. So now let's go back into the Mishnah Berurah here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so va'oid tam, another reason why you can't read these lists of the archim and the lists of the foods that you're going to serve by the meal is shema yavai likrois gam bishtarei hedyotis. Once we allow you to read these kind of lists on Shabbos, you might come to read other lists. You might sit down and start reading a spreadsheet that has something to do with your business. Vezeh osar kidl kamei besif yud gimel, and reading shtarei hedyotis on Shabbos is osar. Okay, so what do we have here so far? So far we have one halacha that the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said you invited guests, you made a list of the guests. You invited guests, you made a menu. You made a list of what it is that you're going to serve. You're not allowed to read those on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Gemara gives us two reasons for this. One is gzeira shema yimachek, a gzeira that if you read them, you might come to erase some of the information on the list. Second reason, this is included in the gzeira of shtarei hedyotis. You're not allowed to read shtarei hedyotis. You're not allowed to read secular, business-like documents on Shabbos. And these documents, these lists, you're also not allowed to write because of the gzeira of Shtarei Hedyotos. Now, right away, a lot of people listening to this year are going to have a question in their mind. This definitely has lots of ramifications. Halacha lemaisa. We're going into the Yom Tov season. Your wife goes ahead and writes down a menu and tapes it to the refrigerator. What we're serving by each one of the Yom Tov Seudais. Are you allowed to read these lists? You go ahead and you make a seating chart. Kenai Nahara, you have a large family. You have a bunch of family members over, crowded around the dining room table. And we all know, oh, if this kid sits next to that kid, there's going to be a problem. And sometimes if this adult sits next to that adult, there's going to be a problem. So we have to make a seating chart. Are you allowed to read seating charts? So we'll try to go into these common ramifications of these halachas as we go. But for now, let's go further first. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh machmirim. Nope, I skipped. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Umashed noyagin. This thing that people are accustomed to do. Shahashamish koire mitoichak sav l'seuda. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the commonly accepted minig was that the shamish, so that's the waiter, the attendant, so it's not the host or the hostess. Somebody other than the host or the hostess by the suda, some kind of a shamish, koire mitoichak sav l'seuda. He would read the lists. So he would read the menu. He's working the kitchen, and he would read the menu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh machmirim. There are those that are machmir, and in the Shari Tzion, and he brings down the Bach and the Shari Knes Sagdoila. There are those that are machmir, that even the attendant, even the shamish, should not read the lists. Now, right away, by the way, this is very interesting, because this is not the way you would usually expect the Mishnah Berurah to use the term yesh machmirim. Based on what we have learned so far, the question is, why would you be makel? What room is there to be makel? The Mechaber just said that you have these kind of lists, you're not allowed to read them. So what are we saying over here? Yesh machmirim, that the shamish can't read it either. Well, what would the heter be for the shamish to read them? But now as we continue, that will come out. Says the Chavetz Chaim, why are there those that are machmir? Dinihi, it's true that there seems to be very strong reason to be makel. Dinihi, it's true, the l'shemi machek, lekalamechash. We just had two reasons over here why it's also to read the lists. The first one was exerishem yimachek, that you might come to erase off the list. Well, the shamish can't erase from the list. The shamish is not authorized. The shamish is a functionary. He can't make decisions. So there doesn't seem to be room for exerishem yimachek by the shamish. So says the Mishnah Berurah, dinihi, it's true, the l'shemi yimachek lekalamechash, there doesn't seem to be any room for the gzeir shem yimachek, elokish balasuda ba'atzmai koire, only if it's the host or the hostess that's reading the list, umitam shekasavnu, mikamokim, but nevertheless, haloi ikal migzar mishom shem yikra b'shtari edyotais. We had two reasons why reading the lists could be aser. The first reason was gzeir shem yimachek. So okay, that doesn't apply to a shamish because he's not authorized to erase. But what do we do with the gzeir of shtari edyotais? That applies even to the shamish. Ah, says the Mishnah Berurah, not really. Ach, kisha su'udihi shal mitzvah. If we're talking about a suda's mitzvah, like a Shabbos suda or a Yom Tov suda, that's a suda's mitzvah. Yesh lahakel akriya lahashamish. Now we could understand why we could be makel and we could allow the shamish to read. Why? Deheve bechlal cheftzei shamayim. If the whole iser of reading shtarei hedyotos is because of mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber davar. Well, mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber davar, we learned, doesn't apply by cheftzei shamayim. Mimtzai cheftzecha, you're not allowed to pursue your own pursuits. Aber cheftzei shamayim, you are allowed to pursue. So you hear what the Mishnah Berurah is saying? The Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, there is a very solid reason to be makel by the shamish. We have two reasons why you're not allowed to read the lists. The first one is gzerishem yimachik. Well, gzerishem yimachik doesn't seem to apply to a shamish. He's not authorized to erase. The second reason is also to read the lists is because of a gzera. You're not allowed to read shtarei hedyotos, so you're not allowed to read these either. But the whole iser of shtarei hedyotos, at least according to one group of the Rishonim, is Mimtzai Cheftzecha V'Daber Davar. Well, Mimtze Chefzech of Adabi Dover doesn't apply to Chefzeh Shamayim. And the Shabbos Suda, the Yom Tov Suda, is Chefzeh Shamayim. So that would be Mutter. Now, there's another group of Rishonim that holds that Shtari Ad Yoytos is also because of Gzeri Shebi Yimachik. But okay, we just said Gzeri Shebi Yimachik doesn't apply to the Suda. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Cholshkei the Mutter L'Shamish L'Hakriz Kruz Bebeis HaMedrash Mitoch HaKsav. Certainly the Gabbai or the Shamish is allowed to make announcements in Shul reading from a paper. The announcements in Shul are Tzarchei Rabim. Tzarchei Rabim are considered Tzarchei Mitzvah. Not only are they considered Tzarchei Mitzvah, but they're considered a very, very powerful form of Tzarchei Mitzvah because they're Tzarchei Rabim. So therefore, for the Gabbai to make announcements in the shul, Gzeri Shemi Yimachik we don't have, because the announcements on the part of the Tzibur, they're well prepared in advance. He's not going to go change the information and erase them on Shabbos. And as far as Mimtzei Chefzeh Chavet Dabar Davar, again, it's Chefzeh Shamayim. Omnam, however, continues the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shari Tshuva Hevi, Shari Tshuva brings down another heter for why the attendant, the Shamish, would be allowed to read the lists. Amnam Bishari Tshuva Hevi, and this is not unbelievable. This is such a powerful Mishnah Berurah that we're about to read. Sometimes you learn things in a Gemara that you don't think really have halachic ramifications. They're divrei agadata. They have maybe musar ramifications, they have hashkafa ramifications, but you sometimes don't expect them to have halachic ramifications. Watch this one over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Amnam, Bishari Tshuva Hevi, the Shari Tshuva brings down, Layashev Haminug, to justify the Minig, Lahakel Lahashamish Likroi B'Toch HaKsav, to allow the Shamish to read the lists on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Afilu L'Seudas HaRishus, not only for a Suda's mitzvah, like the Shabbos day Suda or the Friday night Suda, but even for a optional Suda, a Suda's Rishos. Why? Dal HaShamish Be'ikara Loi Gazru. Because the Shari Tshuva says, this gzera against reading these lists that the Mechaber brings down here was never made by a Shamish. Why not? Kedesha Lo Yiteh, so that we shouldn't risk the Shamish making an error and inviting somebody who was not on the list. If we're going to tell the Shamish that he can't read the list of the invitees to invite to the Suda, he might invite the wrong person, the Yaveli de Churban, and that could bring about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Takala, and it could bring down a terrible Takala, a terrible stumbling block. Where do we see this? Ka'uvda de Kamtza bar Kamtza, like the famous Gemara of Kamtza bar Kamtza, where the wrong person was invited to the Suda, and the Gemara says in Gittin that brought about the Churban Bayis. So you see the disaster that could come out from the Shamish making an error. Because of that, the Chazal never made this Gzera, they never made this Takana on a Shamish. Wow, how powerful is that? Okay, fine. Let's go back up now into the Mechaber, top line on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So again, we have this halacha. You made a list of people to invite to the Suda. You made a menu of what you're serving. You're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. We have two reasons. Reason number one, Gzeri Shemi Yimachek, you might come to erase. Reason number two, Shtarei Hedyotos. Says the Mechaber, Afilu imhu kasav al gabi kaisel gavaya harbe. Even if the list is located 9 feet up, you have 12-foot ceilings, and you wrote very large, and you taped the list all the way up, 9 feet up high, so that you don't have to worry that somebody's going to erase it. You can't reach it, so no one's erasing it. Says the Mechaber, Afilu imhu kasav al gabi kaisel gavaya harbe. Even if it's written way up on the wall, and therefore you would think that the Gzeri Shemi Yimachik does not apply, it's still Aser. Bishum Gzeri Shemi Yikra Bishtari Ed Yoytais. Because of the second reason that we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Gzeri of Shtari Ed Yoytais. And the Mechaber right away defines Shtari Ed Yoytais. Tahainu Shtari Chayvais V'cheshbainais. What are Shtari Ed Yoytais? Like I told you from Rashi, they're business documents. Documents that record outstanding loans or outstanding business calculations. Says the Rama, and you should know This iser against reading these kind of documents, ve'afilu, it says here in the text, de'afilu, but it's brought down over here to change it to ve'afilu. They bring down that change. It's quoted from the Rosh and the Ran. The Ramah seems to be quoting the Rosh and the Ran, and they say ve'afilu. So says the Ramah, va'afilu la'ayin behem beloy kriya. Kriya means to read. To read means to read out loud, to verbalize. What the Ramah is telling you over here is, it's not only to read them out loud to us, that's usr, it's even to scan them, even to read them in your mind's eye, is also usr. Va'afilu la'ayin behem beloy kriya usr. Okay, we could do Mishtabura Ice Cotton Memches, Gavaya Harbe, even if the list is way up on the wall, She'ena Magia L'Sham Limchaik, and therefore you would think that there's no room for the Gzera Sheba Yimachaik, this is still Osir because of Shtare Hedyotis. Continues the Mechaber, third line down, Aval. Here we have an exception to the rule where you could have a list that is mutter to read. Aval M'chokak Bakoisel Chakika Shekas. If you engraved the list into the wall, so I don't know what your house is made out of and why you want to engrave your lists in the wall, but if you took a knife, you took something, and you carved out the list into the wall, chakika shekas means a sunken engraving. So you engraved it into the wall, then mutter, then you would be allowed to read the list. Why? Let's take a look at the Mishtabura's Kut Mem test. Chokak Bekoisel. If you engraved it into the wall, it's mutter to read. Why? Because we're going to knock out both reasons to make it aser. Says the Mishtabura, Dibishum Shemi Yimachek Leka. We don't have to worry about the Gzeri Shemi Yimachek. The Chakika, because when you engrave something, Kevin Chi Shakas, since you cut it into the wall, Kashel Yimachek, it's very difficult to erase it. What are you going to do? You can't get plaster and plaster it over. That would be boina. So what? And it would be difficult. So how are you going to do it? So we don't have to worry gzeri shem yimachik. Mishum shem yikra b'shtari edyotos. And as far as the second reason, that if we allow you to read these lists, you might come to read other shtari edyotos. Nami lo gazrinan. There's no room for such a gzera. You know why? The loy michlif b'shtar. Because words that you engraved into the walls, you're not going to confuse that with the documents that you have in your file cabinet. You're not going to confuse something cut into the wall to a shtar, to a document. Points out the Mishtabura, this is very interesting. You're telling me that I don't have to worry about the letters that are carved into the wall as far as Gzeira Shemi Yimachik. Why? Because it's too difficult to erase it. But wait a second. The Mechaber told me on the top line that even if the list is way up high on the wall, there's still Gzeira Shebi Yimachik. Not distill, I'm sorry. There's no Gzeira Shebi Yimachik. One second. When it's way up high on the wall, even though there's no room for Gzeira Shebi Yimachik, it's also because of Gzeira Mishum Shtari Hedyotis. Over here, by the writing that's engraved into the wall, we're saying that there's no Gzeira Shebi Yimachik because it's too difficult, and there's no Gzeira of Shtari Edyotis because you're not going to confuse it with a Shtar. Says the Mishtabura, Af the Imkasa Bekaisa Gavaya Asa Mishami Yikra, even though the list that's high up on the wall is Asa because of Shtari Edyotis, Hasam Miksiva Liksiva Mechlaf. That's because even if the list is taped to the wall 9 feet up, it's still a written list. And therefore, you will mix it up with other written Shtari Edyotis. And if we allow you to read it, you might come to read Shtari Edyotis. Aval hacha mechakika sakoisel osir liichlufe b'ksivas hashtar. But here, we were talking about letters engraved in the wall. We're not afraid that you're going to confuse that with written documents. Aval, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Tavla upinkas. This is going to be the next halacha in the Mechaber. You know what? Let's take a look. Before we go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look at the third line down in the Mechaber near the end of the line. Ava betavla upinkas. What if you engrave words into a tablet. Now, a tablet, my friends, does not mean an iPad or a Galaxy. I'm not picking favorites here. A tavla is a tablet that was made out of wood, but this was the or stone. This was the original transportable notebook. It was something handheld that you could engrave in. Ava b'tavla u'pinkas, if you engraved into a tabla or a pinkas, afilu imu chakuk, even if it's engraved writing, aser l'kreisai, that you're not allowed to read. Let's jump back into the Mishnah Berurah where he's going to explain this. And again, remember, we just said if you engrave the list in the wall, you're allowed to read it. Why? A, there's no gzeri shem yimachek, because mechika, erasing, is too difficult. B, there's no iser of a gzeri mishem shtarei hedyotais, because you're not going to confuse lettering engraved into the wall with a written document. But the Mechaber says, engraved lettering on a tavla or a pinkas is aser. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, aval tavla upinkas shei metaltalim, a portable tablet or a portable pinkas, michlaf b'shtarei hedyotos, even if the lettering is engraved, since it's handheld and portable, that could be confused with written documents, and therefore, even though there's no gzeres shemi yimochek, because it's engraved lettering, we're still worried that you might come to read shtarei hedyotos if we allow you to read these lists. Mishnah Berurah ois katan nun. So, the Mechaber told us that chakika shoykas, if you engrave the lettering in the wall, then you're allowed to read it. Now, when we talk about engraved lettering, so there's generally two different types that we talk about. There's engraved lettering, where you cut the letters into the wall. Then there's another way to form letters through engraving, and that is boletes, where you cut around the shape of the letter so that the shape of the letter protrudes. So you didn't engrave the letter, you engraved the material around the letter in order to form the letter. But now it's raised lettering. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Nice cut nun chakika shaykas ava boletes aser." But if you engrave it in such a fashion that the lettering is raised, that is aser to read. The gazrinan shemi yimachek, because over there is room for gzeres shemi yimachek, because that's easier to erase. You just have to rub out the raised lettering. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, even if this boletes, this raised lettering, is high up on the wall where you can't reach it to erase it, mishum loy plug, it's still aser mishum loy plug. Once we have this aser, we have it aser because of gzeres shemi yimachek, even if it's way up high. Like we learned earlier by the halacha of the type of oils and candles that you're not allowed to light for Shabbos Neiris because they don't make a clean flame, and therefore, no, I'm sorry, by the halacha that we learned that you're not allowed to read or learn by the light of a flame, shemayate, because you might tilt the flame in order to bring oil to the wick and raise the flame. And we said you're not allowed to read by the flame, even if the flame is on a shelf high up on the wall where you can't reach it. So what do you see from there? You see, over there you can't read because gzeres shemayate. And we apply the gzeres shemayate even if the candle is high up on the wall when you can't reach it. So too over here, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is saying you can't use raised lettering that's engraved even if it's high up on the wall because we still have the gzera shemayimachek even though you can't reach it because of a loy plug. Now, I have to pause over here for a second because this seems to fly in the face of what the Mechaber said on the top line here in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. What the Mechaber told us on the top line is that even if the written list is taped to the wall very high up, it's still aser to read it. Why? Because there's a second reason why it's aser. The gzeir of shtarei edyotais. Well, according to the Mishnah Berurah that we just learned, what do you mean? Even if it's taped up high on the wall, it's still aser not only because of shtarei edyotais, it's still aser because even though you can't reach it to erase it, we still apply the gzeir of shemi yimakek because of a loy plug. So what did the Mechaber mean? So the Chavetz Chaim answers this question in the Shaar HaTzion. And what the Chavetz Chaim says is like this. The Mechaber, it's true. The Gzeirah Shemi Yimachik does apply, even if the list is high up on the wall. What the Bechamer was telling us on the top line in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is, don't quibble with me that maybe if it's high up on the wall, there's no Gzeirah Shemi Yimachik. Because forget about the fact that Loi Plug. There's a much stronger reason why it's still Aser. And that is because there's a second reason why reading the list is Aser. Gzeri Mishum Shtari Adyotis. That's what the Mechaber meant. Okay, now let's go weiter here in Mishnah Berurah Ois Katan Nun. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Apparently, there was a minig back in the day that people would go to the grocer or to the vendor before Shabbos and they would pay him for a certain amount of wine. So they would pay him, I need wine for Friday night Suda, I need wine for Kiddush for Shabbos by day, I want to have some wine during the Suda, and I want to drink some wine during Shalosh Shudas, which we learned earlier is a very nice minig. So I need, you know, I need 1.5 liters of wine, I pay you on Erev Shabbos, and the vendor would give the purchaser a receipt. And the purchaser would take the receipt home, and then on Shabbos, he would go to the vendor and present his receipt and receive the wine that he had purchased earlier. So he's not paying, he's not doing mekach u'memkar now on Shabbos. He's just picking up his wine that he already paid for on Erev Shabbos. But the vendor has to know how much wine he paid for. So he would present his receipt. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'piskois shesholchen hakoinim, the receipts that the purchasers would present. Now he says sholchin, because apparently they would send it with the shamish, they would send it with the attendant. So the receipts that the purchasers would send to the vendors, shekosav behen me Erev Shabbos, where on this receipt it was already written on Erev Shabbos, schom hayayin v'hashechar shaloichin, the amount of wine and the amount of beer that the purchaser had purchased, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shaloi Kadinhu. This is not acceptable. L'halacha. You know why? Da'asa likrois behen b'Shabbos. Because the vendor is not allowed to read these receipts on Shabbos. These receipts are mamish shtarei hedyotis. They're mamish business documents. It's a receipt that's being presented to the vendor. Oh, you paid for 1.5 liters of wine and you paid for 24 ounces of beer. Okay, those are mamish shtarei hedyotis. So no one's allowed to read them on Shabbos. Kein kasav el yarabah, so writes the el yarabah. Says the Mishnah Berurah that you could find one heter. Venera, it would seem, im kasav behed rak simona ba'alma. Let's say it does not say on the receipt, Pliny Almoini paid $14 for 750 mil of wine and 12 ounces of beer. It doesn't say that. All it has is a symbol. So the vendor had made up already before Shabbos that there are certain symbols. So maybe you have a picture of a bottle. So you know wine nowadays, you have the big bottles and the small bottles. So they had a picture. Face. There was one picture that meant a big bottle. There was no another picture that meant a small bottle or whatever it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the nearer it seems, dim kasa ben rak simana ba'alma. If all you're putting on the receipt is a symbol, shari it's mutter. I believe this is based on a Magen Avraham, where the Magen Avraham, I think it's in Shidchav Gimel, the Magen Avraham says that it can't be shtarei hedyotis if there's no words written. In order for it to be shtarei hedyotis, especially if you hold that the iser of shtarei hedyotis is based on mimtzei cheftzecha v'tabr davar, if there's no words, it can't be usher as shtarei hedyotis. If it's a symbol, it's not words. Okay. Let's go weiter, and now finally we come to the sif that actually mentions shtarei hedyotis. Sif Yud Gimel says the Mechaber, shtarei hedyotis. Tahainu, what are shtarei hedyotis? Shtarei chovos v'cheshbonos, documents that have recorded in them loans or other business type calculations, financial calculations. V'igarosh shel she'ela shalom, or letters, the type of letter that one friend sends another letter. Aser likroisam, you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. And again, read means to read them out loud. But, continues the Mechaber, V'afilu la'ayin behen b'loy kriya. But even to scan them with your eye and read them in your mind, Aser is Aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Nun Aleph, very yesodistic of Mishnah Berurah, Shtari Chayves v'cheshbonos, Yesh Omrim Mishum Mimtsai Cheftzecha. There's one Shita in the Rishonim, most notably the Rush, who says that the reason Shtari Ed Yoytos are Aser to read on Shabbos is because of Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar. And then we have the Shitas HaRambam, who holds that it's Aser because you might come to erase. The Mechaber said you're not allowed to read letters. Mishum de michlaf b'shtari hedyotis. You see, there's no angle of mimtsai cheftzecha v'dabar davar by a letter that doesn't have anything to do with business or anything else. It's not a non-Shabbos pursuit to read a letter where somebody is writing you, oh, I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. Let me tell you what's going on here in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, the family is doing well. That's no mimtsai cheftzecha v'dabar davar. There doesn't seem to be any gzeirus shem yamachik either, because what are you going to do? If your son-in-law wrote the wrong name on the kid, you're going to erase it and correct it? No one's correcting a letter of Shelo Shalom. So really, what's the Isser over here in a letter of Shelo Shalom? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's because the Michlaf b'shtari ed yoytos. You're not allowed to read shtari ed yoytos. So you're not allowed to read your business writings. You're not allowed to read the Wall Street Journal. You're not allowed to read your spreadsheets. Shemi Yimachek and also Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar. Once we have that Isser, we also extended it to all other types of reading. Even letters where Shemi Yimachek and Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar don't seem to apply. It's still usher as a gzera mishum shtari hedyotos where they do apply. Eis katan and gimel v'afil la'ayin bahem, even to scan them and not speak them out is usher. Now the Mishnah Berurah is coming to explain something here. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered. According to the Rush, that the isser of shtari hedyotos is because Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar. What's wrong with scanning it in your mind? Let's remember that we learned earlier in Shin Vav that Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar, hear her, is mutter. We said you could sit Shabbos afternoon, technically. It's not a good thing to do. It's not meritorious. But you could sit Shabbos afternoon and you could think about the apartment that you want to rent out and what it might need before you rent it out. Hear her is mutter. Now, just scanning shtari yoytos and not verbalizing anything? So what mimtsai cheftzecha v'dabar davar is there? L'chayri, it's only hear her. So according to the Rush that says that the iser shtari yoytos is mimtsai cheftzecha v'dabar davar, why is this aser to just scan it? According to the Rambam that the iser is shema yimachik, so okay, I understand. Even to scan it with your eye, you might see something inaccurate. You might go ahead, you might erase it. But according to the Rush, what kind of problem of Mimtsai Cheftzecha v'dabar davar is there in scanning it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down one reason, and this is the reason that the Lavush gives. Says the Chafetz Chaim, De'efsher kishema ayin shelo yisa v'yitein b'inyanei hashtaris. The Lavush says that we're afraid if you're allowed to scan these documents, you're going to come to discuss them. You're going to be scanning the document, and you're going to look at your wife, and you're going to say, I can't believe what I just read. You know what it says over here? And you're going to start discussing it. Mimtsai cheftzecha v'dabar davar. That's the Lavush. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a different answer. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, yes, it's true. We were matter hearer. But hearer means you're sitting in your living room in your easy chair and you're thinking. Nobody who looks at you knows what's going on except for the fact that you look like you're spaced out. But if you're reading a document, everybody knows what you're doing. Everybody knows that you're thinking about non-Shabbos issues on Shabbos. You're sitting there reading a spreadsheet. You're not verbalizing it, but you're scanning it. That, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is a lot worse than mere hear her. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter here in Nun Beis, Umayri, when we say over here that you're not allowed to read letters, we have to be talking about a case, Kishayedea Mikfar Maksivba, where you already know what's contained in the letter. When you know what the letter says, I guess you already read it once, and now you're rereading it, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to scan it. But if this is a letter that you never read before, we're going to see you are allowed to read it. Now, contemporary Paiskim are going to take issue with that. But what we're going to see is that a letter that you never read before, the Mechaber is going to say you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Why? Because it might contain critically important information that's negaya to your safety. If you just can't send the letter, maybe there's a letter in there that says that you better run because marauders are coming or something else, but it might be critically important. Nowadays, the Paiskim say that doesn't really exist anymore. That's not the way critically important information is transmitted anymore. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah means here. The Mishnah Berurah means that when we say that you can't even scan a letter with your eyes, it must be talking about a case where you don't know what the letter says. I'm sorry, where you know what the letter says. Because if you don't know what the letter says yet, we're going to see it's mutter to scan it with your eyes. Okay. Now again, I know that this is bringing up all sorts of questions, reading menus, reading seating charts, reading mail. We're going to get to it in the course of our learning, but we're already 40 minutes into the shiur, and I want to do this next sif before we break for anything else. If we don't get to it today, Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to it tomorrow. Says the Mechaber Sif Yodalot, Likrois Be'igeres Hashulchaloi. So this is the topic we were just discussing. To read a letter that was sent to you, and you just got it on Shabbos. Now, let's put aside right now the question of opening a letter. If a letter is in an envelope, you're not allowed to open an envelope on Shabbos. So we're talking about here a letter. Somebody hands you a letter that's already opened, ready to be read. Says the Mechaber, Likrois Be'igeres Hashluch Aloi, to read a letter that was sent to you, Im Eini Yedeh Ma'kosavba, if you have no idea what the letter says, Mutter, it's mutter to read it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Dalit, mutter, Deshem Yesh Badavar Shu Tzarech Haguf, because there might be critical information that you need there for your safety. Vein and Doimel Shtari Hedyotis, this is not like Shtari Hedyotis, Shem Rak Tzarech Mimoinoi. Shtari Hedyotis typically is financial matters. This might not be financial matters. This might be something critically important to your safety. Let's pause here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. When we're saying that you're allowed to read this letter that was sent to you that you never read before and you don't know what it contains, you should not read it out loud, you should not verbalize the words, you should scan it and read it in your mind's eye. Now, if this letter was sent to you and it was brought from outside the Tum Shabbos on Shabbos, the Mechaber says the best thing would be that you shouldn't touch it, and we're going to see that this is because of a question of mukta, says the Mishnah Berurah. Going weiter in Mishnah Berurah, ois katan nun dalid, by the word vihine. Vihine, after yesha ois from gamba oifin zeh, kamavur bevesi oisef. Kamavur bevesi oisef. Even though there are those that say that you're not allowed to read a letter, even if you don't know what's in it, the Mechaber is being makel over here in a case where you're not actually going to read it out loud, you're only going to scan it. And again, like we said before, there are reasons to be makel when it comes to just scanning and not reading. The Mishnah Berurah spells it out. There are those that say that shtari hedyotais mamish, you're allowed to scan as long as you don't read it. Again, because according to the Rosh, it's only Mimtzei Chefetz Chavet Abed Dover, and it can't be Mimtzei Chefetz Chavet Abed Dover if you're not verbalizing anything. The Mechaber said that if the letter came from outside the Tchum, Toiv Li Zaher, it would be good to be careful not to touch it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why would that be? Misha Mukta. It would be because this letter that came from outside the Tchum would be Mukta. Shehuva Michutz Tchum. It came from outside the Tchum. Now, why is it that something that comes from outside the Tchum Shabbos is Muktzah? Because again, we've spoken this out many times. What does the word Muktzah mean? Muktzah means set aside. It's something that is set aside from Shabbos use. Now, a letter that comes from outside the Tchum is set aside from Shabbos use because you had zero expectation that this item was going to come to you on Shabbos. How could it come to you? It's outside the Tchum Shabbos. So anything that's outside of your Tchum is automatically considered, if it was outside of your tchum by Ben Hashmashas when Shabbos came in, it's muktzah. Because when Shabbos came in, it was out of your reach. So therefore, it's muktzah. And Kevin Chokzel Ben Hashmashas, Chokzel Lekula Shabbata. Once it's muktzah at the time of Ben Hashmashas, it remains muktzah for the entire Shabbos. Now, this gets a little bit more complex, says the Mishnah Berurah here in the brackets. First of all, we're saying that it's muktzah. Why is this letter muktzah? Because it came from outside of the tchum. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, demovadzeh, because aside from this problem, that it came from outside of the tchum, ein shem muktzah lein, it wouldn't be muktzah if not for that. After ain't a kli, even though a letter is not a utensil, right? Kalim are not muktzah. But this is not a keli. The haloi ro'i lotzer al pitz luchisai. Because technically, a letter does have a Shabbos appropriate use. And what is that? You could wad it up and use it to stop up a bottle. So even though technically it's not a keli, but it does have a potential Shabbos use. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining. The reason the Mechaber is worried about muktzah is only because of the fact that it came from outside of the tchum. Because if not for that, it wouldn't be muktzah. It does have another use. People also talk about using it as a bookmark. Ella, yiftechenu in Yehudi, so that continues the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber said it's better not to touch the letter that came from outside of the tchum. Ella, rather, yiftechenu ha'ena Yehudi, the letter should be opened up, and this doesn't mean opening the envelope. It means unfolding the letter so you could read it. If you're not going to touch it, how are you going to open it up and read it? Mishnah Berurah points out, there's another problem here. If the letter came from outside of the tchum, we're going to learn that when something is brought for a yid, from outside of the tchum on Shabbos, the person that it was brought for is not allowed to have hanah from it. Since this letter, this item, was brought to you be'isser, somebody brought it from outside of the tchum, even if an Eina Yehudi brought it from outside of the tchum, but it came to you be'isser, the one who it was brought for is not allowed to get hanah from it. So how's the Mechaber telling you that the letter came from outside of the tchum? You're allowed to scan and read it in your mind's eye. That means you're getting hanah from it. How are you allowed to get hanah from it if it came from outside of the tchum? Hasam, over there where we say that when something is brought from outside of the tchum, you're not allowed to get hanah. Hasam taimai mishum gzeira shem yermela in Yehudi shiyavu lemichutz l'tchum. The only reason it's usher to have hanah from something that was brought from outside of the tchum is because of a gzeira that we're afraid if we allow you to do that, you might actually instruct an Eina Yehudi to bring you something from outside of the tchum, which would be amir la'akum on a derabbanan. Aval hacha be'igeres, but by a letter, lo shayach lemerkein. You can't make such a gzeira. Sheini yedeh miyishlach loy. What are we going to say? We're going to say, oh, if we're going to allow you to read a letter that an Eina Yehudi brought to you from your second cousin from outside of the tchum on Shabbos, you might instruct an Eina Yehudi to go pick up a letter from your second cousin from outside of the tchum. You can't do that. The sender of the letter has to send it. You don't know who's sending you a letter that you should know to go send an Eina Yehudi to pick it up. Also, who said that reading a letter is considered hanah? When you read a letter that was brought from outside of the tchum, you're not getting hanah from the fact that it was brought from outside of the tchum. Maybe that's not called getting hanah. Ice cotton and vav. The Mechaber said it would be best not to touch this letter. V'achreinim iskimu. The Achreinim agree and reach a conclusion. De'ein bazeh misho muktzah klal. The Achreinim say that this letter is not muktzah at all. K'dekayim alon b'simen tafkov tes vav sifhei. De'dover abba michutz l'tchum ein ba iser muktzah. We paskin l'maisa that something that comes from outside of the tchum is not considered muktzah. Afilu l'mi shehuva b'shviloi. It's not even muktzah to the one for whom it was brought. Even though you would think for him, it should certainly be muktzah. He's not allowed to get any hanah from it. So what Shabbos use does it have for him? So you would think that for him it should certainly be muktzah, but the Achrayim reached the conclusion that it's not muktzah even for him. Since it is something that is usable for other people, We can't call it mukta. We're not going to say it's mukta for Reuven, but it's not mukta for Shimon Levi, Yehuda Dan, Naftali God, etc., etc. Since there are Yidden who could use it, because it wasn't brought for them from outside of the Trum, it's not mukta even for the one for whom it was brought. Points out the Mishnah Berurah here another angle of mukta that could apply to a letter. If you're in the habit of filing your letters away in a file cabinet, like business people do with important contracts and receipts, etc., etc., so then he muktzim, then the letter is muktzah v'asal taltalam, and you wouldn't be able to move it. Why would it now be muktzah? Because if it's something that you're careful to put away and save, so then it's muktzah machmas chisar and kiss. It's muktzah because it's something that you would not make use of Shabbos because you want to save it and make sure that it does not get ruined. Okay, I'll try to begin the next shiur, Emir Tzashem, by running through some of the contemporary shilas to come up based on this question, this gezera, that you're not allowed to read Shtari Hedyotis. In the meantime, I'm going to sign off. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. The schus of Liman HaTorah should be Megan and Gans Klai Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem should send Yeshuas, Refuas, Panon, and Shaduchim to all those in need. We should be zayichet to see the Bias Koel Tzedek, B'mherev Yameinu, Amen. Be well.